Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Oh, I don't know if you heard, but there was a Shadowfell rift that opened up in that bar over there. There was a cloaked figure that left right after that, but hey, I mean, who am I to judge about cloaked people? Yeah, anyway, some townsfolk got pulled in, and others were peril heists. I mean, how could we not do something? And then when we were fighting, two of this new group just, I don't know, entered the rift. And, I mean, they came back with the dead bodies of those that got sucked in, so it'd be success. We fortunately fended off all the other zombies and ghouls, but then, of course, the church had to come in, and I'm not that great at explaining myself, so I just instantly hid. Anyway, I think one potion instead of two. I do think your prices are a little high. Can we negotiate that? Oh, there was also a unicorn. Sir? Sure?
This is Beth, and I play Ainsley.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
I'm Narcy. I'm John, by the way.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kine.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
Busting through the doors are...
Those poor doors.
Busting through the door are three clerics of Yandala, two town's guard, and a familiar-looking blue elf. And they're all looking around, panicked. The clerics have their holy symbols out, shields up. The town's guards have swords drawn, and they all look like they're ready for a fight.
Is it too late to try to hide?
No, you did. You did hide at the end.
Okay, great.
Yeah. You had said, right when they were coming through the door, your immediately instant reaction was to hide. And you're currently hiding underneath the table, where Fanula is sitting on the ground on the other side of the table. Jen's
Perfect.
Character. The three clerics. It looks like there's one sort of in charge, and she looks like a halfling. And she scans the room and starts walking up and turns around behind her to look at the newcomer.
Oh, well, looks like these people have already... dealt with the situation.
And she starts walking forward through the mess of chairs and tables and sees Jen's character sitting on the ground and sees Kit's character, which is also pretty wounded, I believe.
I did get healed, but yeah, I'm still covered healed in blood.
Yeah, I healed right. You some, I think.
Yeah. Right, but you're still down a little bit.
Yeah.
Marion, you're also down a little bit. And then John, you're also down a little bit as well. So the three of you were sort of together with those two dead bodies that I think you had over your shoulders. I don't remember you laying them down just yet.
No, we were still carrying both.
Yeah, because we were planning on going to the church next, and then they busted in.
Mm-hmm. The halfling clerics basically walks up to you guys. So she approaches, I guess, sort of the smaller group of three people and says... hello, my name is Gabby. We were told that there was sort of a Shadowfell rift and undead coming out, but I don't see anything anymore.
Well, you can see the rift is right over there in the center of the room.
Well, yeah, I can see that. But where are all the zombies?
Are they corpses still sitting there, or did they, like, dissolve, or how's it work?
Mm. They're dead on the ground.
Their corpses.
A few of them ran back into the Shadowfell, I do remember, but
one of them did.
Yeah, because of the light that I was emitting terrified it.
You're holy and terrifying.
Just a lot.
Or just holy terrifying.
I can go with both.
Our new friend here, and she points back at the blue elf, let us know what was going on. Jacob, Can you please describe for everyone your character?
Absolutely.
What you look like on the outside.
Not on the inside. Okay, we'll keep the joke running from last time.
Your organs are safe for
us. You know, that was my joke. I just want right.
I know, yes. Let the record state. So I'm a blue elf, obviously a 5'10", clad in some nicer, finer green and gold clothing, which is worn atop what appears to be studded leather armor. In my hands, I'm actually holding a very beautiful and unique-looking gray and red-speckled violin, which I apparently plan to wade into battle with. You can see strapped to my side on my left hip is a dagger. On my right, you'll see a net. And on my back, you'll see, fairly peculiarly, a trident, which I may or may not know how to use. And
hope you know how to use it if you're carrying it.
We'll find
out. I think I just look more intimidating with it, so that's really the goal there.
How high is your bluff?
And yeah, I seem to have an air of some self-importance, if nothing else, but don't look like I belong in the clothes that I'm wearing.
So you sort of walk forward and survey the scene. You see all the dead zombies. You see a few of sort of what looks like these people in front of you that are a little bit wounded. One of them looks to be more wounded than the rest.
I stand up, by the way.
Oh, and you stand up, and directly left of where you were walking, Jacob, you see... Can you give him just a brief description of what you look like?
I'm wearing a cloak, but the hood is down. My skin is like a dark brown with like... It looks kind of like a morel, like that type of fungus. And then my hair is like moss, basically, like a dark green moss, like in short.
Yeah, and she's pretty much just like...
And I have elf, like long ears, mm-hmm. too, like pointy ears.
She's just like 7 or 8 feet away from you right now.
Okay.
The person that's straight in front of you wearing the pristine white robes and stuff looks like he has a little bit of blood now on his pristine white robes. And he looks a little bit wounded.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we missed all of the fun. I'm so sorry. I'm sure I would have been able to help out quite a bit when I had been here earlier. I brought some friends, though, from the church. Hopefully these clerics can send to you wounds. Everybody, my name is Peleus. You may have seen me perform at this very tavern earlier. Maybe that's why this hell broke out. Had I performed this very night, I'm sure we would have been able to entertain the crowds, dead or not. And I'm sorry for your trouble. Who here is in need of immediate attention? I may be able to help you, or my new tiny friend here may be able to do that for you as well.
Gabby, the small halfling cleric,
she's small.
Looks at you.
Small for a halfling or small in general?
Yeah.
Just small in general. She's normal halfling size.
Okay, good. Average halfling size.
So I want to lean in over to Taylor and be like, Taylor, do you know this guy?
I think I saw him in the room, but I've never met him before. Do you think Jonathan's okay? I didn't see him after everything just erupted in the room.
Jonathan!
Right after you say it. Right after Taylor says that. Right on cue, you guys hear this dwarven war cry from behind the counter. Ah! And Jonathan is like up on the countertop. Looks like he just like threw over some chainmail, and he's got two hand axes, looking like he's ready to fight. And he's surveying the scene.
Marion's just going to cock his head and kind of look at him.
I see you've taken care of this already.
Huh. Like your spirit, okay. Though, Jonathan. Good job.
All right. And he sheepishly climbs back down off the counter.
And here I was thinking that I was late to the party. Jonathan, barkeep, I could use a drink. I don't know. Anyone else here thirsty?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor, I'm starting to like this guy's style.
He certainly brings a certain atmosphere with him when he enters the room.
I would like to address Gabby. And say, as much as some refreshments would be appreciated, I believe we have two of your fallen townsfolks that could use some, could be laid to rest.
Mm. Oh.
Thank you. If it wasn't for you, I'm sure there would have been many more dead townsfolk.
My only regret is that we weren't fast enough to pull them out alive.
Pull them out?
From the rift.
You went into the rift?
Of course.
But nobody does that. Nobody goes into a rift. Nobody, like, what? Who are you?
Well, my name is Marion Kind. Nice to meet you, Gabby. In my occupation, it would not behoove me to avoid such, or should I say to remain afeard of such things.
She sort of scans you and sees your shield with the sun emblem on it.
Oh, you must be a Palor cleric.
You would be correct, sister.
I can see why you stepped into the rift. Have you had much experience with these before?
Nope.
Oh, well, it's...
That would be the first time. Research being what it is, it was just my first, first-hand experience going in.
That's very brave of you. And then she scans the room and looks at everyone else that's there.
It does occur to me, though, that if we do not move quickly, we may have another problem on our hands if this rift remains open. As my fine friend here in the white robes will attest to, we did see a gaggle of them coming towards the rip as we made our way out.
Yeah, I believe they were about 4 miles away, if I recall correctly.
Oh, thanks for the warning. We're no Palor clerics. We're just clerics of Yondola. And I don't think that... I mean, we can hold off this for now. We are 3 pretty powerful clerics, and we have our town's guard.
We may need to quarantine this establishment if that's... quite all right. We do not need...
Oh, what? You can't quarantine my establishment!
That's obviously Jonathan behind the bar.
You think anyone's gonna come here with this portal here?
Unless you plan on changing your menu to include the feasting of human flesh, I suggest that you comply.
All right. I've been open for longer than the rifts have been around. Hopefully, we can fix this soon.
And then the Yondola cleric says, as I was saying, we're no Palor clerics, and we can hold this off for now, but I'm sure in the long term we're going to need the aid of the Palor church to set up, you know, their encampment here to continually ward off the undead.
Can I ask a question, Matt?
Yeah, sure.
So once opened, it's impossible to close the rifts?
You don't know.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was all of our questions.
I was actually flat out about to say I pop up and ask that question.
Yeah, me too.
As far as this is out of character, as far as all of you know, every single rift that you've encountered has never closed, and you never heard of a rift closing.
Well, I think that there's one thing that maybe you all, and she sort of scans the room. She kind of eyes the dark space that's underneath the table, but then continues looking through the rest of the room.
The bundle and, of rags. That is it.
Yeah. Well, she can't even see that it's a bundle of rags. She just sees a dark shape there. She says,
well, if you go to Revelhine, the Palor clerics will pay you for this information and for your involvement in fighting back the undead. I'm sure that at least this entire tavern, maybe not even this whole town, would have been decimated if the undead were just left here to fester right away. I'm sure that all of you, and she's questioningly like looks at you, your party could make some money and then maybe go talk to the Rift Mages, maybe see if they have a way of closing this undead rift, because obviously this is going to, well, drastically change our town.
I do know someone that's training at the tower there.
Well, that would be helpful.
John, are you going to be all right going back to Revelhine, given our conversation about your interest in going away from town?
It wasn't my plan, but I mean... the rifts bring us what trials that we find, and we have to deal with them as they come. So I'm more than happy to deal with this right now.
I'm glad you're a flexible kind of guy, and Taylor's going to stand up and start moving chairs and stuff around, making room around the rift.
Marion will assist.
The Yondola clerics sort of go into a conference and they're sort of talking, and you can hear them saying, yeah, this is very strange indeed. That ever since, you know, the events, that the rifts have only been showing up every 3 or 4 years, and now this is the third rift this year that I know of. And I think that one of them was at least a Shadowfell rift too. I don't know what's going on. And they're just sort of like murmuring back and forth with each other.
Anyways, Gabby, if you do not mind, I'd like to take and lay Sally and her friend to rest.
Oh, yeah. We can also do that. We'll notify their families, and we can handle that situation. There's no need for you to go through that. Thank you, though.
Very kind of you.
Oh, we'll just have the guards take him to the church, and we'll do a service for them tomorrow.
All right, well, then I'll let him down, like, gently, kind of lay him out nice until they show up to take the bodies.
I would like to, if I can take both of them, just deliver them directly. Being in the Shadowfell, I don't want any kind of accident to happen.
Sure, yeah. Eventually, like, through all of this discussion, a few more of the town's guards show up. No more clerics. It seems like they grabbed the three clerics that are here. So now there's probably a total of 5 guards, and Gabby sort of directs 2 of them to sort of help you pick up the bodies.
Can I drag one of the ghouls and throw it back into the rift?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That's easy disposal.
That's true.
You know what? See him do that. I'll help him get rid of the rest of the ghouls, too.
They smell awful.
And while they're doing that, I'm just going to grab one of the drinks that's probably still on the counter and just help myself to it while this is totally going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I notice the bundle of rags hiding near me?
Oh, yeah, that bundle of rags is hiding next to
right
you.
Next
or
to you.
Underneath the table.
I noticed her, though.
Yeah, you did. Okay. And you stood up and she's still staying.
I probably
it.
Tried to give you a like motion when you stood up.
I like, I'm standing up and I like put my head down so it's like underneath the table to look under there. I'm like, hello?
Hi.
Do you want to come out?
Are the guards gone?
I look around. Are they gone?
Let me come back to that.
Okay.
So two
hold on.
2 guards were picking up the bodies. Marion, you said that you still wanted to see them to the church?
I did indeed.
Okay. So I'm going to have those 2 guards and you leave. There's still 3 guards in the building that you can see. And they're sort of, they're around the clerics and stuff. They're not threatening. They all have their swords away. But yeah, you see 3 guards.
Okay. I look around and then I put my head back down. I'm like, there's still 3 of them in here.
Matt, do I overhear her talking to that lump of rags?
go ahead and give me a perception check.
Sure.
And Taylor, you can also give me a perception check as well.
17.
Yes, 23.
Oh.
Woo!
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, you both, Peleus, because you're sitting at the bar and having a drink and sort of just surveying the situation, you see the weird mossy-haired thing bending underneath.
Rude! Oh my god!
Exactly how I would have described her.
Bending underneath the table, and it kind of looks like she's talking to somebody.
I'm like standing up, I will like bend over at the waist.
Yeah. And so you see that, and that's pretty weird looking. And Taylor, you actually can hear their conversation.
All right. Well, I know where the rags are now.
Can I glean it all from their interaction why somebody's hiding?
No, not really.
Okay. Can't hear.
I'll just keep drinking then.
She's like, okay.
One thing, Peleus and John, maybe that you didn't know about this before, when you're grabbing the ghouls and chucking them in, you don't have to roll con saves because they're dead and no longer emanating their aura of...
So it's not like a topical thing.
They're just corpses, not undead.
Right, yeah.
Perfect, because so, I'm not touching
good to
them
know.
Anyway.
That's okay.
I totally would have picked one up without even thinking about it and tossed it in.
You're like, crap. I instantly regret this decision.
Do the drinks have dangerous auras around them, or can I just touch those freely?
I don't know. You can make a con check if you want to.
Sure.
Just kidding.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang. Was it good?
No.
If Taylor's done moving bodies and stuff, he's going to try to locate those two glasses that John brought over earlier and pour out some of that whiskey into two glasses and have
cool.
That.
Yeah, so as I recall, you two were at your table and you leaped over your table when the rift opened, and then Jen's character stood on top of that table later on. So give me investigation check to see if you can find
can I help
glasses.
Him look for it since we're done.
Sure.
Does that mean I get advantage, or are we both rolling?
You can either do advantage, or
how about
you can do it individually.
Let's both look.
All right, so you want to do individual?
Yes. I got a 2.
I got a 6.
Ouch.
Yeah, no, nowhere in sight. You have no idea where those glasses are. All right,
I'm heading over to the bar and trying to get two glasses from behind the bar then.
Do I still have the bottle?
I put it back
in my bag.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, you totally did say that. You had put it back in your bag. Yeah, so you walk on over to the bar. Jonathan is, like, behind it, and he's, like, trying to shrug off the chainmail that he had, like, hurriedly put on. It, like, wasn't even buckled or anything. It was just, like, this whole sheet that had a head hole in it, and he just put it on. And he's currently trying to take it off.
I'm just going behind the bar. I'm not even, like, talking to him. I'm like, do you need some help with that, Jonathan?
No, I got it. Thanks.
All right. I grab two glasses from behind the bar.
Get two more.
Actually, I'll do a head count, and I'll get a glass for everybody that's here.
Except for the one under the table.
Well, I don't know. Do I notice?
And the guards. They didn't earn it.
No, I get it for everybody that I can notice. So if I notice the rags as a person, I'll get one for her as well.
Give me a perception check, John.
Perception 21.
Yeah, you see, because you saw this thing.
He's seen me before.
You saw this entity earlier, the bundle of rags, and you kind of see it from your vantage point now, looking at the bar, looking towards the rest of the room. You can kind of
I'm
see
also bending down, like,
yeah, and you can also see the I don't what a yeah.
What do you call me? An entity?
Entity?
Is that what you call the other one?
You see the other entity bending over and talking to the bundle of rags.
But the unicorn's gone, right?
The unicorn did vanish. The unicorn vanished before the clerics.
Were you going to pour it a drink?
Open the door.
To my sad,
so you
sad
see
regret.
You see three guards, three clerics. You see Taylor, Peleus, and the two entities that are talking underneath the table. And then there's Jonathan.
Need
behind
some
the bar.
Trays for all
so
those glasses.
I might have to make a couple trips, but I'm going to get all of the glasses on one table, and I'm going to tell Jonathan, we might need another bottle.
All right, it'll be on the house.
We did save your inn, after all.
Yes, yes, yes.
That he can't use anymore.
And now I have a handy garbage disposal.
Yep.
Too early, I
so
guess.
I'll take the bottle, too, and start filling glasses.
Just chuck the empty bottles into the rift.
That's a new way to use the shadow
fall. I mean, that might save on pollution.
Apparently my jokes fall on deaf ears.
Vanilla would have been laughing if she was paying attention.
It is my establishment. I guess I shouldn't be so lighthearted about it.
So I'm going to pour out everybody a drink and then have one empty glass, and I'm just going to drink directly from the bottle.
Taylor's not pouring his bottle into every glass. He's only filling, like, 4 glasses for the people at the bar right now. So Jonathan gets some, John gets some. Our new guest, Peleus, gets some, and Taylor. So he kind of, toasts the people who's around him.
Question. Let's go back to Jen and Besk conversation. I want to see what you guys are doing.
Okay, well, I just told her that there was 3 guards.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
What are they doing, Matt? Are they just walking around?
Yeah, they're, like, helping clean up. They're not searching for anybody.
They're not paying attention to us. They're just cleaning. You can come out if you want.
Sorry, it just sounds like you're talking to a scared animal, which is not that incorrect. I will peek my head up and try to very slowly to not draw attention to the fact that I'm coming out of hiding. and sit up at the chair and just kind of try to not draw attention to myself and be like, I was always here.
Yeah, so you do that. You too, since you're still over there.
Where's my mead? Did I ever get that bottle?
No, you never went back up to grab it.
I'm going to go get it.
Before you leave to go grab it, you hear the clerics just sort of discussing.
Okay, ooh, I'm going to listen.
One of them asks, so how much money is the paler clerics going to pay them? And Gabby, the halfling, she says, I'm sure they'll get at least 100 to 150 gold pieces each. I mean, I can write up an official document making sure that the clerics know that we notarize it and that kind of stuff. I'm sure it'll be a sizable amount of money. I know that the clerics don't really have that much money, but for things like this, they can pay out that sort of information. And then they just keep talking about what they're going to do, how they're going to set up a perimeter.
How far away are they from us, from me?
They're only like 10 feet from you.
Did she didn't mention notarized documents to anyone else, right?
Who?
What's her name? Gabby?
Gabby.
Oh, okay.
No, she was just talking to the two other clerics.
Okay.
At this point, have I come back yet?
Yeah. Well, you can say that you went ahead, dropped off the bodies. The guards thanked you for your service. And did you want to do anything specific while you were there?
No, unfortunately, I don't have any of the proper spells prepared to be able to be of any help.
Okay. And then you come back into the bar, and you see sort of all the glasses lined up on the bar and people pouring drinks into them, and the clerics having sort of a discussion about perimeter defenses for this establishment and that kind of stuff. And then when you come in, Ames, you also see the old man and two children and another patron walk out of the northern door where that zombie was trying to get into the door to them.
The one that she shot?
Mm-hmm. The one that you shot.
They're all safe.
You mean the one Taylor killed?
I get it.
And they're just sort of like looking sheepishly through the tavern and looking around and sort of like walking forward towards the bar.
Can I go get my mead?
Sure. What do you do?
Is it still sitting on the counter, that bottle, or did he put it back?
I don't think you asked him for the bottle.
I think the decided, rift opened before I could do that.
Yeah. You had your glass of mead on the table, which is finished, but then you were going to go ask him for the rest of the bottle.
Okay, I go up there. Is he standing back there?
Yeah, he's standing back there.
Okay. How much did he ask for it before the
glass? Silver piece.
How many? There's 10 silver pieces and a gold piece, right?
Yes.
Okay. I take out a gold piece.
Okay.
And I put it on the counter and, like, move it over to him.
Just, like, inch it across the...
And then I'm like, could I get that, the rest of that mead?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course. And he hands it to you. You can keep your gold piece. It's all right. I think you helped. I think.
I smile like, hey? And I just, like, leave the gold piece and take the bottle.
All right. He just sort of leaves it there on the counter and walks off to go do more other things.
He might need it. His whole place is trash.
Yeah, well.
Jonathan, did you want a drink as well?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, I'll grab another bottle from behind the bar and pour him a glass. Since by this point, I finished the other bottle, and now I'm starting on the second one.
Everyone's going to be drunk.
Wait, you finished pouring out glasses of the first one, or you finished downing the first one?
I poured out all the glasses, and then I downed the rest of the bottle.
All right.
I bring the mead back to Amesley, who I don't know that's her name yet.
So you bring the bottle back over?
Yeah. Wait, oh, there's no glass. That's okay.
Oh, Marion, I have a glass for you, too. Here.
That's very kind of you.
I just hand the bottle to Amesley.
Your name was John, right?
Yes.
And then I didn't catch your name, sir.
Oh, my name is Taylor. So nice to meet you.
Likewise, my name is Marion Kine. Given this little disturbance, I think that we need to make a move on this sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you mean spreading the word to Paylor and getting people here that can tend to, this disturbance?
That would be it. How are you? Would you be amenable to heading towards Revelheim to see if we can engage the church in this particular problem.
That was my plan heading here, so yes, I'm amenable to traveling in your company towards Revelheim. How long do you think it will take to get to the capital?
That's a good question, Matthew. How long will it take to get to the capital?
6 to 7 days from here to Revelheim, depending on how fast you're moving along the road, or if you want to take a scenic forested route or whatever.
Is there a gray rift nearby that I know of that we might be able to use?
There's one in Curla. But that is also
a ways away.
A little ways away, and then you'd have to travel through the Grey Realm Rift, as you know, so you'd probably get to Revelheim at the same amount of time. You know that they only let certain people into a Grey Realm Rift. Authorized personnel.
Oh, so, like, normal people can't go through the...
Yeah.
No, they can't.
Even if you pay money, they won't let you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. Okay, cool.
Can I also see the, what I thought was a pile of blankets... Talking to a mushroom over in the corner table there.
Yep. All of you saw each one of them during the big battle, kill a few of the zombies, shoot some... Actually, Marion, you know, shot a rifle, which is a very rare thing indeed, and also summon a giant darkness sphere with tentacles and cold damage and a unicorn. So, yeah, you definitely...
Yeah, the same kind of thing.
I'm just drinking mead out of the bottle and then, like, handing it to
you. Yeah, you definitely saw their involvement in the fight. And they seem to be, drinking over on the table over there.
Ainsley is probably actually just kind of staring at it for a while and taking a little sips at a time and then handing it back.
Okay, nice.
Finula has no problem with this.
In which case, pardon me, gentlemen, I'm going to see if we can... See if we can garner ourselves a little bit more in terms of companionship. And I'd like to walk over to the table.
Okay.
And say, I'd have brought something over as an offering, but it seems like we're all...
Oh, it's you! You were the one that was able to enter the rift, right? Isn't that awesome? How were you able to do that?
What she
well,
said?
Well, little darling, just one foot in front of the other.
Hello. Welcome all to the intermission of episode 3. You can find us on all the social media pages at Rolling on Fate on Twitter, rollingonfate.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/groups/rollingonfate. We would love to interact with the community and take your questions and comments so that we can grow with your wisdom. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/rollingonfate if you would like to donate to help us pay for equipment and fund our podcast. We are working on adding some great bonus content to all levels. This includes episode zeros for each character, which goes a bit more into their backstory and what they were doing before meeting up at the Crooked Tap. I want to say a special thanks to Kyle Crawford at Billy Tidrow on Twitter and Instagram for writing the intro theme music, and to Jen's brother Andrew Hahn for composing all the episode music in the podcast. And thank you to Jennifer Hahn, who plays Fanula, for the podcast cover artwork. You can find her at Earthly Imaginings on Tumblr and Instagram. If you were to share our podcast using the hashtag Rolling on Fate, I may name a character after you. I'm always in need of NPC names, and it's also a great way to let others know about the podcast. Well, thanks all for listening, and the next episode is going to be up Wednesday, March 20th. Now, back to our regular scheduled program.
So, it was Payless, right?
Oh, yes, that's my name. I put my drink down on the bar. It's a pleasure to meet you. What's
I'm
your name?
I'm John. It's a pleasure as well. Are you planning on accompanying us too?
Oh, to Revelhein, you said, and I look at the bartender. Wait, I'm sorry. Are you both named John?
No, he's John the Tin. I'm just John.
John a Tin, and you're just John. I'm just going to call you just John. It's easy for me to remember that way. Revelhein, yeah, I about that. I'd love
while you're talking.
Yeah,
sorry to interrupt you real quickly. So the three Yondula clerics sort of break off their discussions, and you can see Gabby holding up a piece of paper, and she sort of scans the room. Now, definitely seeing the bundle of rags on the table and everyone else around. So if all of you are amenable, I've created this document here, and I can put each one of your names on it, and it'll just be sort of an official notice to the Paylor clerics, and to make sure that they know that you helped, well, save this town. And she looks over towards you, Peleus, and I know you weren't here for the fight, but you did notify us as soon as possible, so I'm agreeable to just write your name into this document as well. From what I know, the Paylor clerics will pay you at least 100 to 150 gold apiece.
Yeah, well, okay, so we have to go back to Revelhein for that, correct? Gabby, you know about that. How much gold did you say?
It's 100 to 150 apiece. I don't know what the going rate is currently for the Paylor clerics for fighting off a bunch of undead, if you're not necessarily a Paylor cleric.
Yeah, nor do I know. You know what? Sure, you know, I don't mind traveling, but I just came from there. But sure, put me down on the list, I suppose. That's Peleus, P-E-L-L-E-A-A. No, that was an A, Gabby. S. Wonderful, thank you.
Peleus, did you have a last name?
The Lucky. It's T H E space L L. Capitalize the L, please. That's much better. U C K and then Y. Wonderful. That looks fantastic.
Y. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Oh, got it. Good. Just like Lucky. Got it.
Wonderful. I appreciate it. Yeah. Just like it. Yeah.
She's gonna continue around the whole tavern and start writing people's name into the document. So she first heads off to the table where Fanuela, Amesley, and Marianne are. Do you mind if I write down your names here for the Paylor clerics?
Yes, go ahead.
And your name is?
Fanuela.
Fanuela?
It's F-I-O-N-N-U-A-L-A.
Oh. Okay, that's a nice name. It's nice. Thanks. I'm sure that's good enough. I don't think I need a last name with that one.
Good, because I'm not giving you one.
Oh, all right. And she like very kindly looks towards the bundle of rags. And your name is, dear?
Amesley.
Amesley. She starts jotting that one down. She doesn't need help spelling that one. Did you want to put a last name, or...
Do you need it?
No. I think that'll be fine. I guess.
Is she, like, looking at me while she's saying that?
Yeah,
yeah, because... Like, you just said that she didn't need a last name.
Yeah, she just left someone else off the hook. And then you're Marion. Marion Kind. You already introduced yourself. So she writes that down. And then she continues walking off. She gets to Taylor.
Taylor Granger.
Oh, okay, thanks. I'm going to write that one down. And then she looks at John. Are you going along too?
Yeah, John Zurel.
Zurel?
Yeah, Z-U-N-R-E-L-L.
Oh, okay. It's a very holy name you got there.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's her stuff.
Given what we just signed, I think that we're all now headed in the same direction. And I was just going to extend you a formal invitation to see if you wanted to come with us.
Oh, I mean...
So far, it's just Taylor, John, and myself. But if you... Amesley, right?
Yeah, that's me.
And that was some fine marksmanship, by the way. That was impressive from what I can see.
Oh, please don't tell anyone about that.
I will keep it under my, well, horns, I guess. And your friend over here.
I've got one thing to add. Ainsley, now mm-hmm. that you have people talking to your face, can you describe your facial features?
You can probably see a bit, now that you're close to me, you can see a bit further underneath my goggles, because it's harder to see when they're further away, but I have almond eyes that are brown. If you do have a bit of honey spots, but you probably can't see that right now.
You're like getting really close to your face.
Yeah, I'm betting now. I'm like staring into your hood.
I do, you can see that I've got a little bit of paler skin, and there's a little bit of a scar that is running up from underneath my scarf.
Cool.
But you still have, like, your hood up and stuff.
Yes. No, I have not taken any of my disguise stuff off yet. My pile of rags disguise.
How about your companion, as you two seem to have hit it off over here?
Oh, she seems great. I don't really know much about her, but she's really interesting. And she seems nice.
I'm nodding. She's nice. That. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Well, it's not every day somebody rides a unicorn into a bar, so I'm willing to
my
count
first
that
time.
As.
Well, I didn't really get a ride at that much, but yeah. I'll come too.
And your name was
Fanula.
Finula.
Do you have a nickname?
I mean, you can call me Nuala if you want to.
I put up my hand. You can call me Ames.
Nice to meet you. Did you say you put your hand out?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, I'll shake your hand. I'll look down at the glove and then shake it again.
I do have to admit, I'm kind of perplexed. Nuala, whereabouts are you from?
Oh, I'm not from around here.
Right.
Neither am I.
That would
well,
make three of us.
I actually got in today. I actually am from Rivenheim. So we're kind of going back to where I just came from. So, you know, back and forth kind of thing. But, you know, it's still, you know, exploring. I haven't actually seen much of this world.
Yeah, it's, I've been traveling around. It's interesting. I haven't been to Revelhein in a while.
I can show you a lot of some spots.
Been a fair bit of time since I've been back as well. Anyways.
Oh, where are you from?
Oh, more recently down towards the south. My most recent stay was on the border of Dordas. The encampment that I was with was outside of Sulvangra. But, I've been around a little bit. I don't know if I could call anyone place home at the moment.
Dang, you travel a lot then. Is that for like your job or something?
Yes, that would absolutely be the case. It was for my job.
What is your job exactly?
Right now, just bringing the light of the Lord to all the fine people that I see.
That sounds interesting.
How do you do that?
Well...
By the light of the sun and my Lord, I bless thee! And I will cast Bless onto Ainsley.
Ainsley, you feel sort of this...
Ainsley's, like, terrified.
You feel this...
What just happened?
You feel this sort of, like, warm, tingling sensation, and you feel, like, just fine. It feels good.
And I'm going to do this full-on Baptist-style grab her forehead.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And I'll bless Nuala as well, since I can do up to three creatures. And then maybe one of the guards if they're over there, too.
Yeah, sure.
What does it do?
Whenever a target makes an attack roll or saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number to the roll to the attack or saving throw.
Oh, cool. For how long?
For this lasts for up to 1 minute, so it'll fade pretty quickly.
Okay, I don't know what you did, but it did not feel bad.
I'm not in the habit of trying to make people feel bad.
Let's take it back over to John and Peleus. You guys were talking.
So, Peleus, you decided to come join us to Revelheim?
Well, just John. About that, you know, I suppose for a certain fee,
I could make a return trip. You see, I just was on a tour there, as it were. And I don't really like to repeat visits then often, but I suppose in this very particular instance, I can make an exception to that rule. So it looks like I'll be going with you, Just John, and your friend. His name was, it was Taylor?
Yes, the Taylor is my
name. Yeah, I wasn't planning on going back as well, but I mean, the Rift takes us where they take us.
I don't much care for the Rifts. We don't really have those where I'm from, so...
You don't have Rifts where you're from? We'll... Where are you from?
And I point east, that way. And
I pull out my map and I'm like, where? I've never been outside of Rebelheim before, so you're going to have to be more specific.
I point to his map, to the edge of his map, and go, right about... Well, way over here, and then I reach further over the edge of his map, and I'm assuming at this point he just doesn't believe me.
No, I just nod, like, oh, you're from there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, roughly right about there. It's been a while since I've been back, but I guess for the last few years or so, I've been, and I just run my finger across the center of the continent of Rebelheim, here, I've been here. I've been here. Here also. Oh, I love this. Oh, you won't believe the food. Oh, it's fantastic.
At this point,
okay.
I'm taking another drink.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm going to keep just talking his ear off while he's drinking. I've been here. You will never believe the kind of drinks they have. Unbelievable. And the people here are so friendly. It's amazing. Ames, come over here. And I motion to the fungus and the tiny lump of coal.
Noodle. Did you say lump of coal this time?
I just shrug and like walk. I guess like I look at Amesley like.
I look around to be sure there's no one else he might be motioning to.
Yeah, I looked up at Noodle and I started looking around like, what the fuck?
I love that Noodle's like already caught on as her name, and that's not her name. Let the record
show. Don't do it.
So it looks like we've got quite the party here. Marion, I assume your name is Marion. I've heard you say it now about 13 times. Why don't you come over here as well? When do we want to get this started? If we're really going to quarantine this bar the entire time, it's going to take us a week to get back to Rebelheim and probably a solid week to get back. That's how time works. We might want to get this started.
I was thinking we'd leave tonight.
I'm ready to leave right now.
Well, what time is it right now? I don't remember it's when, like, we came in.
Is it dark?
It is after sunset. It is like 2 hours or so after sunset now. Probably even three, since all this talking's been happening.
Are we going to start out in the evening?
At midnight? Up to you.
Worked out
probably,
so well.
Probably
last
not.
Campaign.
In which
yeah,
case.
I just traveled all day. I was kind of hoping to
hopefully
get some rest.
Hopefully, there's another establishment in
town. Yeah, you
town
guys
to
are currently
at.
In the only inn in town. They do have an upstairs and a whole bunch of other separate rooms.
Is there a temple to the Rifts here? I don't think there was.
Nope. Only Church of Yondola.
But that Church of Yondola had like some fighting folks that were going to like protect the Rift while we were gone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're already all in the room, right?
Yeah,
the three
they have the three clerics.
And the city guard.
And now there's five or six city guard in there.
They multiply.
Yep. They're like rabbits.
And you bang them together, you get one more.
I mean, we could leave now, or we can just get an early start.
You guys are welcome to stay the night here. I don't know if you want to stay here with the Rift. I mean... I could set you up in the back area where there's also a back door exit.
Well, if we stay here, we'll be closer if there's a problem. We'll be right here.
I already paid for my night, so I'm fine staying here.
You did say at the very beginning you got the nicest place in the establishment.
Oh, yeah. I have a pillow.
There's only one in the whole inn.
It's a one-pillow town.
I have a sleeping bag that is much too large for me.
All right, well, I'm down for staying the night and then leaving in the morning.
Sounds like a plan to me.
That's mm-hmm. probably the best idea.
All right, I can, I'll set you guys up. Don't worry about the charge. And,
Oh, awesome, thank you.
I don't need a room, it's okay.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
He, bustles off to go, prepare some rooms. And the rooms are ready, unless you guys are doing anything else.
Should probably get a good night's sleep.
I would like to go to the church and pray for a little bit. Or actually, no, set up my little traveling shrine in my room and meditate.
I'm going to go find a comfortable spot to sleep outside.
So, I got a mechanics question for you.
Sure.
As far as, like, resting and stuff, are we just, like, do a full rest, you get everything back, or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I know that I actually don't, so I would like to spend time doing a tinker's check to get bolts back that I expended.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give me a roll.
18 total?
Yeah. So how many bolts did you want to make? Just, like, the amount you shot?
Hold on. Yeah, the amount I shot.
You have those supplies on you, so you can totally do that. Anyone else doing anything?
I see if Jonathan wants to play me in Dragon Chess.
Oh, Jonathan, never mind. They were talking to me.
I'd play John, too. I mean, maybe I'll just offer it as anyone want to take me up on a friendly game of Dragon Chess.
What's Dragon Chess?
I don't know, but I'm about to play it.
I'll pull out like my old like little weathered travel case.
I watch them play while I work on things.
I'm going to put a, in the time-honored tradition, I'm going to put a copper piece at the edge of the board so I got next.
I'm just going to go ahead and stand in a corner and play my little violin while everyone does their thing.
Like in a happy tune or like a sad tune?
In a soothing, relaxing, it's the evening kind of tune.
I'm assuming you're not looking into the corner, you're looking out from the corner.
No, he's just staring in that corner playing on his violin.
I am. I'm trying to seduce the wall. It looks like it's right up my alley.
I know many nice corners in this part of the kingdom.
There is a stage, Peleus, where there's a bunch of the singers and performers before.
No, I'll just, as much as I love performing, I'll just kind of stick to a corner where I can see everyone else in the room and, you know, interact with them in a sense, but I don't need to be the center of attention when there's only about 8 people standing in the tavern.
Oh, okay.
Be that as it may, I will clap after the end of each song you play. As long as there's a pause between each song, so I don't think it's just a continuation and I'm going to feel awkward if I clap.
No, actually, I like that more, that you just clap when you think it's over, but it's still not.
Okay, yeah, that works better. Okay, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's not actually done. Does he ever shut up? No, he doesn't. Okay, great, wonderful.
I'm going to just hang out in the bar until other people are going to their rooms.
All right. And then you wanted to go out.
When people are going to go to bed, I'm going to go outside.
Cool.
You know what? I got to remember to do this. I got to go check on Hero.
So y'all come here often?
This is literally the first time I walked in this place.
I've never really been out of Revenheim that much.
Ah, well, welcome to the real world, I suppose. Revelheim is so secluded and so, I guess, distant in time and tradition and culture. It's like its own little world.
Really? What else happens around the world?
Say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, it is a bad thing. They're so removed from, and I mean, no offense to anyone here, of course, but they seem to forget about literally everyone else. Unless, of course, they're trying to kill them. Again, no offense to anyone here.
You see John getting more and more angry as you're speaking.
And I can see that, and I fiddle just a little more vigorously to hopefully soothe the situation a little bit.
When you go check up on your horse, there is a...
My horse dead? Did you kill my fucking horse?
No. Your horse is there and alive. It's a little bit freaked out because there is a elk right next to it. There's an elk that's tied up that looks like somebody's horse. It's an elk. And it's right next to your... Right next to your horse. It doesn't have a saddle.
Was it
there
when I arrived?
Nope, it was not there when you arrived. And it does have a halter and lead, but no saddle.
You're an interesting creature. I'd like to, as I'm feeding and tacking, I got to take Hero into the stables for a little bit, so I'll go ahead and set him up, and then when I'm on my way back, I'm going to try to give the elk some of my feed and pet him a little bit.
Okay. Duly noted.
Can I say something when I walk back in?
Sure.
Anybody park their elk outside?
There's an elk outside?
That's mine. She's mine.
Beautiful creature.
Well, I'm hers, she's mine, you know. Thank you.
Wait, did she just say that the elk owns her?
We have an understanding.
Ainsley's kind of shaking a little bit at this point. Can I see them?
Yeah, sure, I'm rather interested too. Taylor stands up.
Okay, I'll just like walk out and...
Uh-huh. It's going to take me a little bit to pack up all my Tinker stuff. Give me a moment.
Okay, well, I'll wait next to the table for you.
Okay, I got this. 1 second. Okay, this pocket, that goes over this pocket.
While she's working on her tinkering tool stuff, Fanuela, you feel pretty nauseous about the stuff that she's doing.
Cool, I step away and wait... Closer away from her.
Okay.
To the door. Closer to the door away from her is what I tried to say.
And then, of course, I don't notice that at all and eagerly jump back right up to you going, okay, let's see the elk.
All right. And I'll just lead them outside.
Okay. Fanuela, Taylor, and Ainsley, you all walk outside.
But just give her some space. She's not used to people. Her name's Celery.
Celery.
That's amazing.
She likes celery.
Is this like a full size, like well proportioned elk?
Is it three size my height at this point?
If you know anything about elks, it's like a elks. Yeah, elks.
Is it plural?
Sure.
Elk is already pluralized.
Sure.
So what's a singular elk?
Elk.
Just elk. Elk eye.
Ah, language.
If you guys, out of player character knowledge, know anything about elks, it's a Roosevelt elk. So it's one of those dark, shaggy, brown elks with a white,
it's got a white butt. It's
white
so
butt that looks like a sort of heart shape. And it doesn't have any horns, so it is a female.
You mean antlers?
Antlers. Thank you.
Elks the same thing. And horns.
I'm not a wildlife biologist. Don't listen to me.
So by size in comparison to a horse, how big is it?
Depends on the horse. It's as big as a war horse.
I'll ask you this. Is it bigger or smaller than Hero?
It is the same, relatively same, maybe a little bit smaller than your horse.
All right.
Taylor's gonna approach Celery and just, like, hold out his hand.
I pull vegetables out of my bag. Do I have any celery left?
I don't know.
Let's say I do.
Okay.
I pull some celery out and hand it to Taylor.
Okay. I take the celery and approach Celery and extend it, you know, calmly and, you know, attempt to befriend Celery the elk.
So, give me an animal handling roll.
I'm gonna cry if he scares away Celery.
19.
Sweet.
Good. We have a tenuous relationship.
Yeah, especially you with your nature-oriented stuff. I won't go farther into that. You know how to approach this elk, and especially holding out Celery to it. It sort of sniffs at you waringly, like you smell weird and different and not like the other person that was feeding me, and slowly reaches its neck out and tentatively takes the celery with its tongue and lips and then starts munching on it.
I'm happy. And say, thank you, Celery. And I just kind of step back and say, well... Where did you meet Celery the elk?
Near Curla, in the woods, and meadows.
Not too far from here. Well, she sure looks sweet.
Yeah, she's a good one. We've only been partners for 4 days?
No, much more.
No, it was 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
You've traveled here 4 days with
That's
her.
That's right.
But you were with her longer, yes.
Yeah, Taylor smiles at everyone, including the elk, and, you know, makes his way back towards the door and heads back inside.
Since I'm outside already, I'll go take Celery out somewhere under a tree and go to my 4-hour trance.
Okay. All right,
well, now that I've been left alone, I guess I'll go back inside.
I'll wave bye before I do that. I'm not just ignoring you, don't worry.
Anyone else want to do anything else before they go to sleep?
I'm good. I was just going to play the chess thing until I go to bed.
Can I roll an intelligence check to see if I'm understanding the chess game while watching it?
Yeah, go ahead.
19 total.
Nice.
You're so smart.
Yeah, pick it up. Each side has different separate color pieces, and each piece moves a certain way and does different things, but the goal is just like normal chess, I think, right?
Except That's, for the yeah. knights the, breathe fire.
So it's like Harry Potter chess. No, the pieces just look crazy and like dragons and other stuff.
My pieces are like hand carved from like little pieces of wood, and it's like travel size, so it's a little condensed. So it's definitely not like a elaborate, you know, fancy type of chessboard, but it's something that's packable. In theory, you have to kind of think about it real hard. But it's, you know, his worn kind of travel chess set that he keeps with him.
Well, I think I'm going to lose very badly because I have no idea how to play this game.
Oh, okay. So I'm sure there's a few teaching rounds.
Yeah, we'll keep it casual. Does Amulet, like, start correcting him when he's doing stuff wrong?
Well, I mean, Taylor starts, like, teaching John how to play it, and while Amesley is listening. And Marion, did you already know how to play?
I would assume, more than likely. My background being what it is, I'd be surprised if he wasn't. He's reasonably educated.
Yeah, so maybe you two play a few games and have everyone else watch. So
sure.
I'll each give you a wisdom check, and Taylor, you can add your proficiency bonus on your check. And just highest one wins.
So proficiency plus skill check, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. 22.
Ooh, that was not a good game. That would be 11.
That's a learning round, right?
The people who I was used to were not the chess playing type.
My wife's a pretty intense chess player, so I'm used to stressful games.
I bow to your skill then, sir. She must be quite a formidable opponent.
All right. Well, you want to play again?
Oh, you have a wife? Where's your wife now?
She's, you know, she's back tending shop in Ulridge, you know, and working at the bakery, you know, spending time with our friends that we have back there. She understands that, you know, I'm out on a walk and, you know.
Oh, you have a bakery?
Yeah, she decorates cakes.
Oh, that's awesome.
She enjoys it. It's a nice job to retire to, and, well, you know, in our age, you can't really go off in the woods as much, or, you know, she's not one to do manual labor anyway, but enjoys, you know, the finer things like fresh pastries and cake decorating and nice conversation. As much as you can find it out in Ulridge.
People not nice out there?
There's just not many people. It's a smaller town than Landrin, so if you ever make your way out there, you know, stop by the bakery. That's one of the highlights. But yeah, do you want to play another game?
Sure, absolutely.
2 silver this time?
Sure, I'll do double or nothing.
All right, so 4 silvers in the pot.
That's a nat 20.
Oh.
I got 21, but I don't think that beats a nat 20.
No. Total on that would still be 23.
All nice. Right.
See, what you didn't know was Marion is a chess shark.
Yeah, so
through the first game.
Marion's a grifter.
Yeah, Taylor, you think that he was going easy maybe on the first game, and this second one, there's just some very precise moves, and he gets you pretty quickly on the second round.
What was the total pot then between both games? 6?
Yep, 6. Good game.
Likewise. Well, time to be hitting the old dusty trail.
I thought we were staying here for the night.
I thought we were, yeah.
That means I'm headed for bed.
Oh.
Yeah, Taylor's going to turn into.
Ames has a moment and she looks around, realizes everyone's gone to bed, and then decides to go to bed herself.
Okay. Peleus, you're also going to bed, I assume.
I am not going to go to bed. I'm actually going to stay in the main lobby at the tavern. I'll wait a few hours with the guard and then eventually go into a trance.
Yep.
But, trans buddies. Hey, so, but I would like to look in my bag that I was handed before leaving the tavern. Mm-hmm. So, can I take a peek in that?
You take a peek in it. There is a bunch of gold pieces.
Is it full of spiders?
There's also sort of a handwritten note. As well.
Oh, of course there is. So, can I count out loud the amount of gold pieces? I'll start at 1, and you just tell me when to stop.
Okay. With all the guard and stuff around?
Yeah, pretty much. 1 gold piece.
All right, so you're going to get to...
You're going to go count down this?
Jesus. Put a guard to sleep.
You're getting to 400 gold pieces.
Oh, all right.
Now I'm taking a while.
But none of you, by the way, know this, because everybody left. Yeah.
And then, should I read the note now with everyone around, I mean, are you going to read it to me or?
Sure, I can read it to you.
Oh, thanks. Bedtime story. This is lovely.
The note says, if you ever want more work, you know where to find us in Revelhine. And then there's a symbol, which is sort of the symbol for the underground network that you know about. The one that sort of got you in contact with the members that you know.
Okay. And I'll just burn that note as soon as I possibly can.
There's a fireplace or there's a Shadowfell Rift. Your choice.
How dramatic do you want to make this?
Yeah, no. No, I'll throw it into a fireplace. I think throwing in the rift would be a little too... It would leave too much evidence. Not a fan of evidence, so... And then no one else is in the room besides the guards, right?
There's a couple of the Yondella clerics. It looks like they're taking shifts.
Okay.
They sort of set up like a small little cot on the side of the tavern so that they can just sleep right there and just rotate their shifts.
Okay. And so inconspicuously enough, I'm going to put away, as it were, my violin.
Yep.
Okay. And I will prefer trance.
Good to know.